All right, welcome to day 12 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, and it is a winter feast at that. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat. Bringing your attention to your body, which, like the weather, is always happening now. And as best you can, just see if you can just let go of the morning you've already had. If you've been out shoveling, or if you looked out the window, or if you were avoiding the window, just let go of that. Also, let go of what you're anticipating for the day. And bring your mind to present moment awareness by just noticing how the body feels. And continuing our talk of the five kleshas, or sometimes called the five poisons in some traditions. I wanted to talk today about jealousy. Jealousy and envy. So if you're envying where I am, notice that. And as we sort of look at these so-called poisons, that's how they're looked at in some traditions, but we also want to look at the wisdom aspects of these things. Because they can be transformative. So first we want to just notice how the thoughts of jealousy affect our words and affect our actions and our behavior in the world. So that's one way to sort of investigate these categories, say, of emotions, how these emotions really affect us. And then we can also look at the wisdom aspects of them and the antidote. So the antidote to jealousy is sympathetic joy, which this group knows a lot about. Sympathetic joy is being happy for other people, particularly when they have accomplishments or good things happening in their life. Like we're excited for Betsy to go on her trip. And that kind of feeling of really leaning into, you know, being happy for other people. Of course, we're looking forward to hearing about all the details of the trip. So that's really lovely. So we can sort of partake in other people's success, other people's gifts, other people's, you know, accomplishments, and really leaning into that. And the other aspect of a wisdom aspect of jealousy and envy is sometimes called all accomplishing action. So we can use it to motivate ourselves to do things in our own life by sort of really seeing those feelings or those thoughts of jealousy and envy and using that as a motivation to act for our own good, for our own accomplishments. So there's lots of different ways to work with these so-called poisons. So today I want to invite you to just notice when they arise. Notice when thoughts or feelings of jealousy and envy arise. And notice how you react to them just instinctively. And then remembering that there's other ways to sort of meet the moment. And particularly noticing the thoughts, because we can really catch them at that point and maybe transform them into either sympathetic joy or this all accomplishing action for ourselves. So let that be the ground of your practice today. So shifting to the more formal practice, again, taking your seat, finding the sense of groundedness in your own body and in your own circumstances and in your own thoughts and actions. And from that sense of being grounded in your own experience, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, connecting to that tender heart, particularly that tender heart that sometimes feels that sense of jealousy or envy. But also our sense of care for ourselves and others. Then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support and sympathetic joy of our practice together.